This is VOA News. I'm David Berg. President Donald Trump is spending the weekend at his Mar-a-Lago resort in Florida ahead of the start of his impeachment trial next Tuesday. As AP's Sagar Meghani reports, Trump is filling out his legal team before the trial begins.
They say the president's legal team figures the trial will last no more than 2 weeks, which would be far shorter than Andrew Johnson's trial in 1868 and Bill Clinton's in 1999. But there's still a question about whether the Senate will allow more witnesses, which could extend the trial. It takes a supermajority to convict 67 senators. Both Johnson and Clinton were acquitted, and President Trump figures he's next.
There was nothing done wrong.
A person familiar says the president's boosting his legal team before opening arguments next week, adding former Harvard law professor Alan Dershowitz and ex-independent counsel Ken Starr, among others. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo spoke about alleged threats of surveillance of America's former top diplomat in Ukraine Friday, making his first statements that he believed many of the allegations would be proven wrong. Pompeo told a conservative radio program he had no knowledge of the allegations until earlier this week when congressional Democrats released documents from Lev Parnas, an associate of President Trump's personal attorney, that suggested that Marie Yovanovitch was being watched.
We will do everything we need to do to evaluate whether there was something that took place there. I suspect that much of what's been reported will ultimately prove wrong.
The allegations, if true, are central to the impeachment inquiry into President Trump, who faces a charge he abused his power by pressuring Ukraine to investigate Democratic rival Joe Biden and used military aid to the country as leverage. This is VOA News. Iran's Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei led Friday prayers in Tehran for the first time in 8 years. As Reuters' Joe Davies reports, Khamenei used the occasion to say Iran would not succumb to pressure from what he called American clowns.
Khamenei described the retaliatory attacks in response for America's killing of Iran's top military commander as the day of God. In killing Qasem Soleimani, he told them the United States had showed its terrorist nature. And Khamenei warned that U.S. sanctions imposed in a row over its nuclear program would not make Iran yield. The support shown here will surely have been met with some relief to Iran's clerical leaders. At home and abroad, they've been under pressure after the military admitted to mistakenly shooting down a passenger airliner in Tehran earlier this month.
That's Reuters' Joe Davies reporting. Swedish teenaged climate activist Greta Thunberg marched with thousands of other protesters in the western Swiss city of Lausanne on Friday. As Reuters' Emer McCarthy reports, the protest came ahead of the World Economic Forum in Davos next week.
Thunberg was demonstrating in the Swiss city of Lausanne on Friday. A poll of leaders attending the Davos summit showed that, for the first time, climate change and environmental destruction top the risks perceived by the global elite at the Swiss ski resort. This year's Davos takes place against a backdrop of some of Australia's worst ever bushfires, which protesters highlighted by dressing as koalas, blaming industries with high carbon emissions for the crisis. The 17-year-old Swedish activist also addressed the forum in 2019.
That's Emer McCarthy reporting. A jury of 7 men and 5 women has been selected for Harvey Weinstein's rape trial. AP's Oscar Wells Gabriel has details.
Each day for nearly a week, whenever Judge James Burke would introduce Weinstein to a new batch of potential jurors and ask them if they couldn't be impartial, dozens of hands shot up. Of the more than 600 people summoned as potential jurors, some said they knew one of Weinstein's many accusers or had personal experience with sexual abuse. The judge kept reminding potential jurors that Weinstein's trial was not a referendum on the Me Too movement. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
Wall Street climbed to record highs on Friday after strong U.S. housing data and signs of resilience in the Chinese economy raised hopes of a rebound in global growth. The Dow Jones Industrial Average added 0.17% to close at 29,348. The S&P gained 0.39% for a record of 3,329. And the NASDAQ added 0.34% to close at 9,388. For more, visit our website. I'm David Berg, VOA News.